Paul. Mrs. A. York, her apologies. We are chairman.
So that's it. Everybody in this room except one extension, that's it. Nobody, it's a clear majority mandate. Before this meeting started, where did I stand on this issue? Well, I can assure the member, the constituent of mine, I stand solid behind what the council has done today. I think that it has worked for a number of years, and I can honestly say that there's never been such an important issue that has concerned my constituents so much as this issue. And I think we've sent a very, very clear message to the Welsh Assembly today that the TANAID is outdated and it needs renewing. Wind may have a future in small, just on your house and that, but it's quite clearly, what do you do when the wind, when it's cold weather? It didn't blow when the wind was cold last winter. We had no energy produced 18% of the time, I think David Jones said that. We need to look at green energy, sure. We can be looking, there was an article in the County Times about hydrogen. These all need to be looked at. I would say we have to look at all sources of energy. But it's not exactly all sources of energy. My constituents wanted to know where I stand. I hope that has made it very clear. I'm not going to repeat myself. I support everything that has been said. But I thought it was only right and proper, as chairing this very, very important meeting, that I did not lean it one way or the other. But members of the public now quite clearly know where I stand. Now, I would like to do a few thank yous before we do close and adjourn the meeting for 10 minutes.